Okay. We are on Daf Yud on the Beis. Okay. We are now starting all the Gemaras about Megillas Esther. The first part is not much about Megillas Esther, but it's different drushas that Amoraim would say before they started darshaning the Megillah. Okay? So we are on the two dots on Daf Yud on the Beis. About 10 lines from the top. 11 lines from the top. This is the tradition that we have. From the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who are the people who wrote Megillas Esther. That kol makom shenemer vayihi. Anytime you start something with the word vayihi, eino ella lashon tsar. That means that something bad happened in the story. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. What was bad? Havei Haman. The story that Haman went to destroy the Jewish people. Vayihi b'mei Shvod HaShoftim. The beginning of Rus. It starts with vayihi. What was so bad? Havei Rav. There was a tremendous famine. Vayihi k'heichel ha'adam larov. At the end of Parshas Bereishis. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. What comes after that? Vayara Hashem ki rabara asadam. That the people were bad. And based on that, Hashem decreed that this is going to bring a mabul. Vayihi v'nas'am mikedem. Yeah, what happened over there? Hava nivdalanu ir. The people decided that they're going to make a migdal, right? And make a, with the head in the shemaim. They're going to rebel against Hashem. Vayihi b'mei Amraphel. This is the story of the four kings versus the five kings. Asum el chama. This is the first world war. That was pretty bad as well. Vayihi b'yos Yeshua b'yericho. We had this already earlier in the Gemara. V'charbo shlufa b'yado. That Yeshua was... encountered the Malach that had this sword, and he was coming to punish them for not being the Korban Tamid or for being Mevatel Tamid Torah. Right, that's pretty bad. Vayihi Hashem es Yeshua vayimalu b'nei Yisrael. When Yeshua, they took over Yericho, and there was a decree that no one was allowed to touch the booty, and someone was mal. Someone went ahead and took from the booty. Wasn't allowed to do that. Vayihi isha chad mirar amasayim ki aschana ahav Hashem segar achmas. It starts with vayi over there in the beginning of Shmuel, and it was bad because Chana didn't have any children. Vayi kizakein Shmuel v'lo halchu banav bedrachav. Shmuel appointed his sons to take over for him, and they didn't go in the same way as his father. They took money from the people. Vayi David v'chol drachav maskil v'Hashem imo. Vayi Shaul oyein as David, and Shaul became jealous of David. Vayihi ki ashav ha-melech b'veso. The pasuk over there also starts off with Vayihi. And then the pasuk here, the next part of the Gemara is actually not a pasuk from Shmuel, it's a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. On the side of the Gemara tells you that in Shmuel there's a similar pasuk, but for some reason it picked the one in Divrei Hayamim. The reason is because the pasuk in Shmuel, it says the same thing, but it says it in like a, not direct, it says it almost like as a question. But anyway, the pasuk that it says is Raka talo sivna bais. David Melch will not be the one that builds the base of Mikdash. That's what the pasuk says. That's also not good. The haksiv. You see that all these even examples that the word vayihi means something bad is about to happen. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? The haksiv vayihi bayom hashmini. This was on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. V'tanya oso hayom ma'isa simcha of Ne'agodesh Baruch Hu ki yom shenivru bo shemayim va'aretz. It was a tremendous simcha in front of Hashem, like the day that the world was created. How do we know that? Ksiv, hacha, over here, it says, vayhi, b'yom ha-shmini, uksiv ha-asam, vayhi, boker, yom echad. So we see that just the juxtaposition, not juxtaposition, there's a relationship between the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan and the creation of the world. And you see the vayhi is a great thing over there. Gemara says, no, it wasn't such a great thing, because ha-shachim nadiv aviyu. And that day, vayhi, b'yom ha-shmini, also, nadiv and aviyu died, so that was pretty bad. The Gemara says, okay, fine. But the haksiv, we still have a question, because it says, vayhi b'shmonim shana v'arba me'o shana. The pasuk says that was 480 years from the time that B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and the Beis HaMikdash was built. Beis HaMikdash was built. It was a pretty happy day. Nothing bad over there. The haksiv, vayikash shera Yaakov es Rachel, and Yaakov saw Rachel. That was also a pretty happy day. The haksiv, vayer vayivoka yom echad. It says that the world was created. That was pretty good. Va'ika Sheni also said the same thing on the second day. Va'ika Shlishi also says Va'yihi on the third day of creation. Va'ika Tuva and a lot more. So you see that the word Va'yihi could exist even when something good happens. Rav Ashi retracts and he says, no, what was the Mesorah? What was the Mesorah that Reb Levi had? The Mesorah was a kol Va'yihi Ika Hachi V'Ika Hachi. The word Va'yihi, something can be good, something can be bad. Vayehi bimei, eino ela lashon tzar. But when you have the words vayehi and bimei, so then it's always going to be bad. The Marsha explains that the word vayehi is two words together. It's vay and hai. Like those two words are bad things, or they could mean something bad. When they're with the word bimei, so then you don't need that word vayehi, because it could just start off bimei. So then the word vayehi is extra. So since then the word vayehi is extra, we darshan it to mean something bad. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chamisha vayehi bimei havu. There are five times that we have the words vayehi bimei, and those things are bad. Vayehi bimei achashverosh, that's one. Vayehi bimei shvod hashoftim, that's two. Vayehi bimei amrafel, that's three. Vayehi bimei achaz, that's four. And vayehi bimei oyakim, that is five. Okay, and those are the five cases of vayehi bimei that something bad happened. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Levi. Davi Zem Mesorah is Be'adenim Avasin. Another Mesorah that Rabbi Levi tells us about. That what? Amots ve'amatzia achim havu. Amots and Amatzia were brothers. Amots, Rashi says, was the father of Yeshaya the Navi. That's important. And Amatzia was the king of Yehuda. That's also going to be very important. Those two people, the father of Yeshaya and the king of Yehuda, were brothers. Michael Mashwan, why is it important? Ki hadar Meshua bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Kolkala shehi tsinua b'beis chameha, any daughter-in-law who is tsanua in her father-in-law's house, zocha v'yotzim mimenu melachim unevim, she will merit to have kings and prophets come out of her. Minalan, how do we learn that? Where do we know that from? Mitamar, from Tamar. Diksiv, vayar Yehuda, vayachshevel azona. Yehuda saw her and thought that she was a zona. Ki chasasa paneh, because she covered her face. Says Mar, huh? Mishim de kasasa paneha ve'achshavel azona, because she covered her face, he thought she was a zona. It's exact opposite. She was acting tsanua. She covered her face. Why do you think she's a zona? So the Gemara says, no. El mishum de kasasa paneha be'beis chameha, since she had covered her face in her father-in-law's house, who was Tamar's father-in-law? Yehuda. So within Yehuda's house, Tamar always covered her face. So now that he saw her on the crossroads without her face covered, say he figured this lady must be a zona. It can't be her daughter-in-law Tamar, who always covers her face, right? The law of Yadala, and he didn't know her. Because she was Sanua in her father-in-law Yehuda's house, that's why she merited to have kings and prophets come out of her. Says Gemara, where are these kings and prophets? Melachim midavid. That we know, David came out of Yehuda, right? So you see that the kings came out of Tamar. Nevi'im, where do we see anyone was a Navi? The Amr Blevi, Misoras Be'adinim Avasenu, Amots Ve'amatzia, Achim Hayu. So now we know that Amatzia was the king of Yehuda. The king of Yehuda had to have come from Yehuda, right? And we know that Amots was his brother. So that means Amots also came from Yehuda. And Amots was the father of Yishayo. So you see that the Nevi'im came out of Tamar. Uksiv Chazon Yishayahu ben Amots. Yishayahu was the son of Amots. You see that Nevi'im came out of him. Period. V'amar Blevi, Dov is Emesoras Biadenu, another tradition, Me'avosene from our forefathers. Makom Aron Eino Minamida, that the Aron did not take up any place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay? It existed beyond place. Let's say, Atan Nami Haki, Aron Sha'asa Moshe, the Aron that Moshe made, Yeshlo Eser Amos L'chol Ruach. It had 10 Amos from each side of the Aron. Uksiv lefnei advir esim ama orach, and we know that inside the dvir, which was the partition between the Kodesh and the Kedoshim, there was 20 amos length. Now the next part is taken out of a lot of Gemaras, but we'll read it anyway. Uksiv knafa kurva echad eser amos, knafa kurva echad eser amos. The knafim were 10 amos each, but that's not important for our Gemara. But the point is that inside the Kodesh and Kedoshim was a 20 square ama space. But if the Aron had 10 amos to each side, that means that's 20 amos. But the whole thing was 20 amos. So what about the part of the Aron? It should have been 20 amos plus the space of the Aron. But the whole space was a total of 20 amos. So it must be the Aron took up no place, no space. Can you understand that? The whole thing was 20 amos. From the Aron, if the Aron was in the middle, right? From side to side, it was 10 amos each way. And the Aron itself had to have taken up some space, right? Nope, it didn't. It lived beyond space. It's an incredible miracle. Right? It's not mentioned as one of the miracles that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not mentioned. It says there were ten nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. That was not mentioned as one of them. And the Rishonim tell, I think the Rishonim, they say the reason is because no one was able to see that miracle. The only miracles that are mentioned over there are the ones that everyone was able to see. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was not seen. Anyway, you learn the Pesukim, you can figure it out. The Aron was Eino Min Amida. It didn't take up any space. Okay, so Aron Gufei Heicha Havikai. So where was the Aron? Elalav Shema Amina. We see Femir B'nei Yisrael Omeid. It must have existed miraculously, period. Now, comes more openings of drashas. Rabbi Yonasan Pesach LaPischa L'Hai Parsha Samihacha. When he would darshan on the Megillah, this is what he would say. The Pesach is V'kamti Aleim. He's talking about the destruction of Bavel, the Gomer. V'chrati LeBavel, I'll destroy Bavel. Shame, the name, V'sh'ar, V'nin, V'neched, Ne'um Hashem. What does that mean? Shame, Zaksav. That Bavel will lose its way of writing. Shar, Zalashon. It would lose its own language. It won't have its own language. Nin, Zeh Malchus. The Malchus of Bavel is going to be destroyed. V'neched, Zuvashti. She was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. And she'll be destroyed as well. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni pasuk al pischa lai parshas Samihacha. When Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni would start darshing the Megillah, he would start off with this pasuk: Tachas hanatzutz yale berosh v'tachas hatsirpad yale adas. What does that mean? Tachas hanatzutz instead of the naatzutz. What does that mean? Tachas Haman instead of Haman Harasha. Sha'asu atzmo avodah zara. The word naatzutz refers to avodah zara, and Haman made himself into an avodah zara, like we're going to learn later on. Diksiv ubechol hanatzutzim ubechol nalulim. That's how you see that the word natzutzim means avodah zara. Ya'aleh berosh instead of avodah zara, instead of Haman, who will go up? Rosh. Zeh Mordechai. That refers to Mordechai. Shenikra rosh chol abesamim. Mordechai is the head of all the spices, meaning the head of all the people who smell good, the tzaddikim. Shenemar v'ata kachlecha besamim rosh. The pasuk says, "Shetake the besamim rosh mar dror." The targum on that pasuk says Mari Dachi or Mar Dachai. Okay, this is the hint. Gemara says in Chulin that Mordechai min haTorah minai. Where do we see a hint to Mordechai in the Torah? It's hinted in this pasuk that talks about the spice, and he was the head spice. Tachas hasirpad instead of the sirpad. What does that mean? Tachas Vashti Harasha, the evil Vashti. Bas Benosho the Nebuchadnezzar, the granddaughter of the Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. She saraf refidas beis Hashem. We destroyed the beis Hashem. So saraf refidas is sarfad. Put the words together. Sarpad. So that's our first to Vashti. They say refidaso zahav. Yale hadas. Instead of Vashti, who's going to come up? The hadas. Who's that? Zu Esther at tzedekes. Esther the righteous. She nikris hadasa. She nemar vehi omein es hadasa. Okay. That pasuk then continues. Vahayala Hashem l'shem. Will be for Hashem a name. Zu Mikra Megillah. That's referring to Mikra Megillah. La'os Olam. The pasuk continues with those two words. La'os Olam Lo Yikares. What does that refer to? Elu Yimei Purim. That refers to Purim that will never end. When it says, even Lassid Lavo, we're going to have a Purim. Period. Yeshua ben Levi pasuk la'pischa la'hai parashas ha'mi'avar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would darshan the following pasuk. V'ayak asher sas Hashem aleichem le'tiv etchem. Just like Hashem will rejoice to give to you, He'll also rejoice to make to do bad to you. Gemara says, "What? Will Hashem really rejoice at the downfall of the evil people?" The Aksiv, then when they go out to war, they would say, "Hodul Hashem kilom chasav," but they would leave out the word kitov. Why they leave out the word kitov? Because when you're going out to war, even though you're going to destroy enemies and bad people, you don't say it's kitov because it's not good. Because it's better that everyone would just do tshuva and we wouldn't have to destroy anyone. So you see that it's not tov by Hashem. So how could it be that Hashem is going to rejoice over the downfall of Hashem? Rabbi Yochanan v'ma lo nemar kitov. Why does it have those words kitov? Be'odah zu, in this thankful pasuk in Tehillim. The fish and Hashem broke the sameach with the last and show Hashem because Hashem does not rejoice on the downfall of Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, my diksiv. Rabbi Yochanan continues. What does it say when it says "Velokar of Zel Zek Kol Laila"? Right, that was referring to what we just learned in by Kriyas Yamsuf. Bikshu Malachim Yashar Slom Shira. The Malachim above wanted to sing Shira. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, "Masa Yadet Tovim Bayam." My creations, the Mitzrim, are drowning in sea. Vatemu Mishu. You want to sing Shira? Amr Bilazar, who? So you see, well, again, there's another example that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the enemies. So what does this pasuk mean? Amr Bilazar, who Enos us? Hashem doesn't rejoice. About Achayr Mesis, but Hashem causes that other people will rejoice over the downfall of the enemies. The word Yasus would imply that Hashem is rejoicing. Yasus means that he allows others to rejoice. Shema Amina. Period. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasach HaPiskal HaYiparshah Samihacha. This is where he would start his drasha from. Le'adam Shetov Lefanav, Nasan Chachma V'Das V'Simcha. Zeh Mordechai Tzadik, that he gave him Chachma, Das, Simcha. L'chote Nasan Inyan Le'asof V'Leknos. Zeh Haman, this refers to Haman. Haman gathered Esof, the Kenos. He gathered a lot of Nechasim. Right? Haman became very, very rich. That's referring to Mordechai Esther, who at the end of the day got all of that Haman that Haman acquired. They ended up taking it all from Haman. So Hashem ended up giving the Tov to those who lefnei Elokim, Mordechai and Esther. They say, "Vatasim Esther is Mordechai al Beis Haman," that he became the head of the Bais of Haman. Rabba Bar Ofra and Pasach LaPischa LaHay Parsha Samihacha. This is where he would start his Rasha. The Samti Kisi BeElam. Put my throne in Elam. Elam was the place where Shushan was. The Avarti Misham Melech Lesarim, and I destroyed from there the kings and the Sarim. Melech Zuvashti. The Sarim Zehaman Vaseres Banav. That Hashem destroyed those people from the place called Elam, which again was a place where Shushan was. Okay, we're going to stop here.